Well, the people of Sligo, Donegal and Leitrim will not forget the events of January this year when Storm Éowyn caused chaos in our country. Almost 250,000 people lost electricity. I argued at the time that the European Commission could have helped by sending generators at an earlier stage if Ireland, as a government, had asked for a special mechanism to be activated. Now, I was told by the European Commission that help was at hand, but the Irish government denied at the time that they could have activated the storm assistance before the weather actually happened, the weather incident happened. So yesterday, here in the European Parliament, I had an opportunity to speak directly to officials from the Civil Protection Emergency Response Unit here in the EU. And I questioned Marco Panigale, the head of the department, about actually what Ireland could have done. And he made it very clear in his response that while the Commission can't send out or trigger the mechanism, it is indeed possible for the Irish government to pre-trigger the mechanism before the weather movement. You will hear in his response to my question, if your listeners listen to it, that he says when it is obvious, when the details are available, as they were in January, that we were going to have a major weather incident and there was going to be significant damage. That was the advice given to the Irish government by the European Commission. In those circumstances, Mr. Panigale made it clear that Ireland could have activated the special mechanism to get those generators on the road from Poland even before Storm Éowyn hit.
And I guess it's quite clear for you, isn't it, that, you know, as you were saying, this does, I guess, it's little comfort for people now in terms of the huge devastation that was caused into the region and people weeks without power and electricity. But it's quite simple in the sense that for you, lessons have to be learned, that in this day and age with the technology we have, that we can get fair advance warning of storms coming, that actions, well, people, it's got to be about proactivity rather than reactivity going forward, doesn't it?
No, let's be clear about this. The emergency services in the Northwest and around the country did an excellent job in that incident. So it's not a criticism of the emergency services in Sligo or Leitrim or Donegal. It is a direct criticism of the government because they were told at least 24 hours, almost 48 hours prior to Storm Éowyn, it was coming. The advanced weather warning worked. The difficulty was that instead of sitting down and taking on board what they were told, and ordering the generators to bring them in, to be on standby, because the power cuts were inevitable, they were told this, and they just sat there, and they did nothing until 36 hours after the storm.